This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Hour number two on Thursday, 15th of April, normally tax day, but this country's so screwed up now, we're not even sure when tax day is. It might be May 15th, it might be June 15th. I don't think any of that is clear anymore. I don't think anything is clear in this country, other than the fact that Lee Elsie is a great guest host. Thank you for hour number one, Lee. Great job, as always. And Wayne Allen Root says, we're number one, because according to a report just released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, cases of chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis in the United States have now reached the highest level ever. We're number one. It's got to be the key to Joe Biden's victory. That's it. When people like this have sex with each other, they produce people that vote for Joe Biden. Morons produce morons. Filthy morons produce filthy morons. What a country. Unbelievable. Leading in the history of the United States, we're number one. Chlamydia, gonorrhea, and syphilis. And they say they blame it on the popularity of internet dating apps. Well, look, dating apps can lead to lots of sex, lots of dates. They don't have to lead necessarily to gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis. Is everybody that filthy, disgusting, and diseased in our country? And the answer is obviously yes, the Democrats are. Wow. Representative Nicole Malliotakis, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, but it looks like that, Nicole Malliotakis, says cartels are making $500 million a month with human trafficking thanks to Joe Biden. What did I tell all of you? I wrote the commentary that somebody's getting rich on the open border. Somebody's making billions of dollars. It's got to be Joe Biden. The Biden family and the entire DNC, the entire Democrat Party leadership, I'm telling you, they've all got Swiss bank accounts or Cayman bank accounts or Belize bank accounts, wherever it may be. The money is being deposited offshore. Keep the borders open and we'll make you rich. And I said the money they're bringing in is like a $500 billion a year. Well, it's a $500 billion a month. Just for human trafficking, that does not include sex trafficking, as in little children. That does not include prostitution. That doesn't include drug trafficking. That just includes we're putting bodies and bringing them over the border to the United States. We'll get into that a little later in the show in depth. Steve Scalise presses Dr. Fauci, the CDC director, and says, what's the deal? If COVID's so bad, why aren't you testing everybody at the border? Aren't you violating CDC guidance at the border? Steve Scalise highlighted the Biden administration's differing standards of coronavirus guideline adherence for illegal migrants at the border versus American citizens. Totally different. If you believe that everybody's got to be 6 feet apart and social distance, and you believe everyone's got to wear masks, and you believe everyone's got to get tested for COVID, and you believe everyone's got to get a vaccine, how come all the illegals don't have to do that? They just walk into the country and do whatever they want. Scalise says in these cells, they're violating the very guidance that you tell Americans to follow. A restaurant in the United States would be shut down today if they were being run like this. Yet the federal government, the Biden administration, is running this facility. You can see all these children were next to each other, 6 inches apart, not 6 feet, no masks. They're violating every guidance that Americans are required to follow. It's all just bizarre. It's just bizarre. And by the way, speaking of people being treated differently, so let me get this straight. When a woman Minneapolis, Brooklyn Center. When a white woman cop shoots a black kid who's got a criminal record and is being by the way, has an outstanding warrant for a violent offense, putting a gun up against a woman's head and choking her to get her money. When she shoots him, she should go to jail for murder, that cop. Right? I always say this is the problem. Even if they did it, even if it's wrong, even if they should be fired, or even if they're incompetent, is it murder? And is the do we care about the person they shot as a bad guy? Compared to the nice girl, Ashley Babbitt, who's an Air Force vet, who's never been in trouble in her life, and a cop shoots her on January 6th. She's a Trump person. She's shot dead for no reason, and they decide to press no charges against the cop. Is that cop perhaps black? Is that cop perhaps a liberal that they love? Is it a liberal Capitol Police cop? The girl who was shot was white and a Trumper? Nobody cares? So if you really believe that the gal who's been a cop for 26 years in Minneapolis that made the first mistake of her entire career and tried to shoot a guy with a stun gun and shot him with a gun, she may be incompetent. Maybe she should be fired. Maybe she should be sued. Maybe the department should be sued. But the idea that she's guilty of intentional murder is so ridiculous. When she screams on video, taser, 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 and then she shoots the guy and says, oh my God, I just shot him. Well, she's definitely incompetent at that moment in a stressful situation. But and maybe she should be fired, but there's no intent of murder. But the Capitol cop doesn't shoot a black guy. He shoots a white Air Force veteran, female, who loves Trump, and nobody wants to prosecute him. And I just wonder if that Capitol cop is black. I'm just wondering, is perhaps this a typical example of what's going on in America today? White person shoots black person, automatically murder. Even if it's a white cop and the black person, major criminal record, did something terrible, and was committing a crime at that moment. And if a black cop shoots a white gal, nobody cares. Means nothing. Does this make any sense to you? Nothing I'm saying is racist, because I'm telling you, either they're both murder or neither of them's murder. Or you could argue the Air Force gal was murdered by police in the Capitol. But the guy in Minneapolis was absolutely not murdered. So that's the one they charged with murder, right? Because everything's backwards in the United States of America. Everything. Up is down, red is blue, round is square, the earth is flat, everything's backwards. Nothing works anymore. Speaking of that, ICE pays $352 a day for 199 days to house 1,239 illegal families at the border. It's a no-bid contract. ICE will shell out nearly $87 million to shelter, feed, and transport 1,239 illegal immigrant families. But the math is much worse than it sounds. Here is the justification for a no-bid contract awarded to Family Endeavors, a non-profit corporation. I'm so sick of hearing the word non-profit corporation. Am I the only one who realizes non-profit corporation is like a license to steal, and it's nothing but a bunch of frauds in this country that start up non-profit, and meanwhile, you know, it's not non-profit, because the guy who runs it's going to pay himself $1 million this year, and he's going to hire all his family members and pay each of them $250,000 this year. And he's going to stay at Ritz-Carlton hotels, and the company's going to pay for it, the nonprofit. And he's going to drive around in a leased car that costs $3,000 a month. It's probably a Ferrari or a Rolls-Royce. Company's going to pay for it. He's going to fly first class on a private jet, and the nonprofit's going to pay for it. And every expense in his life, and every time he goes out to dinner, the nonprofit's going to pay for it. It's the biggest scam I've ever seen in my entire life. And in this case, I'll bet you $1 billion. He's a longtime Democrat and Biden donor, or Biden friend and Democrat donor. Family Endeavors, FEI Incorporated, Family Endeavors Incorporated. The $352 a day covers meals, transportation, language assistance, trauma care, and legal assistance. In short, the per-day contract seems like a bargain given the fact that we're discussing cost per family, not per person. Right? So that's what you're led to believe. All things considered, a cost per bed seems reasonable till you ponder over 170,000 illegals flooded the U.S. in March, the most in a decade. Biden wants to house illegal immigrants at churches, stadiums, and summer camps. His administration is racing to expand capacity to humanely house a growing number of child migrants. So when will Family Endeavors release these illegals? That's the key question that this author is asking. Mike Shedlock via mishtalk.com, is he asking this question. After 3 days of sleeping in the hotel, migrant families who entered the country illegally will then be freed into the United States with a court order to be determined. They will never show up in court. James Carafano, a national security scholar at the Heritage Foundation, said in terms of solving the problem, it's like roasting marshmallows at the scene of the fire. Now we see Biden's plan, but what happens after 199 days? What do we do with the continuous flood of illegal immigrants? If the families are kept for 3 days, then we can apply the following math. 1,239 families, 199 days, 3 days per stay, 82,000 families released to the U.S. over the course of the next 199 days. Then what? Does the problem vanish? Once word gets out, the flood of illegals attempting to get to the U.S. will increase dramatically. Yeah, well, I've written about all this. It's going to be hundreds of millions over the next few years. Hundreds. I'm telling you, the United States population will go from 330 million to 430 to 530, maybe even to 630 million in the next 10 years. That's their goal, to double the United States population minimum. So your vote will never count again. And when I say up is down, down is up. Ed Markey is a United States Senator, Democrat, Massachusetts. Really, it should say Communist Massachusetts. He says four additional Biden-appointed Supreme Court justices, this is when they pack the court, they can add four of their own, will reflect the values of Americans. It'll reflect the values of Americans. And don't forget that another famous Democrat said today, this is not packing the court, it's unpacking the court, because Republicans already packed the court. See, up is down, down is up, blue is black, night is day. By the way, fights today, big-time fights on TV and in politics, the country's devolving into civil war. I'll tell you about it when we get back.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Boss pickup is at 7? Dean, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you need to...
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, this is where I always talk about the sponsor of the show, Energized Health, and normally I tell you to call them and get 40% off if you mention war and that it changed my life and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. You can find my picture on my social media site. I look incredible. I got arms like Popeye the Sailor Man. And just feel great. And everywhere I go, people say, you look like you lost, 10 years. Forget about pounds, 10 years. You look much younger. And they say, I want some of that. Well, here's your chance. First of all, here's the number I always tell you to call, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Cut to the chase. You want it, just call there, 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off, energizedhealth.com. All that's well and good. And I tell you, I lost 25 pounds inner body fat. Andrew Paul, my producer, lost 38 pounds inner body fat. And he was skinny as a beanpole, as they say. So, you know, or is it a tadpole? I keep forgetting. Which one is it, Chris? I don't remember. Anyway, tadpole. Well, tadpole's a baby frog, so it's a beanpole. There we go. Either way, Andrew Paul always was thin and never had an ounce of fat on him. He lost 38 pounds of inner body fat. How'd that happen? Because it's fat around your organs inside your body, dangerous inner body visceral fat. So we both did great on this program, but now instead of calling, if you're in the Vegas area, all you have to do is come to the event tomorrow. They've got an event. It's only a short event, 10:30 to 12 noon, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon at Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara, Las Vegas, Nevada, which is the corner of Las Vegas Strip and Sahara Hotel, 300 West Sahara Avenue, Ahern Hotel, where I had my last two big Trump events with thousands of you attending. And it's free. Everybody gets in free. You just go to energizedhealth.com, click on live events, and register right now, and I'll see you tomorrow morning at 10:30. I will be there bright and early, bushy-tailed. I will give a speech. I will tell you all about the program and what it did for me and what I do in detail. And I will also interact with the crowd and get to know each one of you and answer any of your political questions as well. I'm sure we'll turn it, by the time we're done, into a political rally. Tomorrow, Saturday, 10:30. Not tomorrow. Today's Friday. This Saturday, 2 days from now, 10:30 in the morning, to 12 noon, Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara. Go to energizehealth.com, click on live events, and register. That's it. That's the story. So another CNN expose, third day in a row, by O'Keefe and Project Veritas. And what's the result of that? Twitter bans this kid, O'Keefe, for life. That's it. He's gone. Just like I'm gone. And he says he's going to sue him, and I'm going to sue him. So good. I hope we all sue him. Can you imagine you have no freedom of speech to tell the truth? What is it interpreted as the truth or not truth about simply showing an undercover video where a person talks? There's no lies there, folks. You've got undercover videos showing CNN top-level people saying we lie, we cheat, we steal, we exaggerate, we hate Trump, we destroy Trump, we hate white people, we lie about everything. We lie about COVID. How about yesterday? That was the big one yesterday. CNN undercover lying about COVID. We lie. We exaggerate. We exaggerate the death counts. We show them all day long. We want them to be higher. The higher they are, the better it is for the network. Better than it is for ratings. This is what's going on in the United States of America. Today, CNN staffer goes, they get a guy undercover. And a CNN staffer opens up about network strategy and basically says we hate white people and we only put crimes up that are good for Black Lives Matter. We don't show it when a black person kills a black person. We don't show it when a black person kills an Asian. We don't show it when a black person kills a white person. We only show it when white people kill people. Published Project Veritas published another secretly recorded video featuring network technical director Charles Chester discussing how his employer manipulates coverage to fit its liberal agenda. Liberal agenda. I was trying to do some research on, like, the Asian hate, he says. Like, the people are getting attacked. A bunch of black men have been attacking Asians. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, we're trying to help BLM. Chester noted that conservatives would pounce if it was reported that black people were the ones committing hate crimes because it wouldn't coincide with the Black Lives Matter movement. This is what I've been telling you for months. Every bit of Asian hate is black people killing Asians. And I'm never racist in my life. It's not like black people. Black people are good. And 1% in these high crime inner city neighborhoods, 1% are criminals. They give everyone a bad name. And these are Asians walking in a fairly dangerous high crime neighborhood. And they get attacked by someone. And it's a black neighborhood. So it's a black guy. It's a black criminal. But there's no white hate towards Asians. It doesn't exist. You know, I'm a witness. There's only Jewish love for Chinese food. Hurt Asians, what would we eat? If we ever hurt Asians, there'd be no food anymore for Jews. Are you kidding me? There's no hate for Asians. Did you ever hear the joke? This is a real joke. The Jewish calendar is 6,000 years old, and the Asian calendar is 3,000 years old, and no one could figure out what Jews ate for the first 3,000 years. Because that's all we do is eat Chinese food. I love Chinese. When I walk in a Chinese restaurant, I'm home. I'm home. But I love Chinese Americans. But this is all a cover so that they get you to admit you're not allowed to say you hate China and the Chinese Communist Party, which is ruining America and sent us COVID and killed us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is defending new sanctions on Russia. The U.S. imposing the sanctions on Moscow for cyber hacks and attempted election interference.
I've also signed an executive order authorizing new measures, including sanctions to address specific harmful actions that Russia has taken against U.S. interests.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will move to closing arguments next week, Judge Peter Cahill addressing the jury after both sides finished presenting evidence.
Next step for you is to listen to closing arguments and then retire for deliberations. That'll occur on Monday.
Chauvin himself choosing not to testify in the case where he's accused of killing George Floyd. Arizona, the latest state to legalize sports gambling, with Republican Governor Doug Ducey signing the bill today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
spent this whole opening of the show talking about, you know, white is black and up is down and red is blue. Nothing makes sense anymore. They're not packing the Supreme Court. They're unpacking the Supreme Court. And the criminals get shot by the police. The police get charged with murder. It's all incredible to me. But I want to mention one thing that hits close to home. Many of you know, but not all of you, that before I got into politics, I spent about 30 years as the guy the media called the king of Vegas sports gambling. And the NFL tried to attack me day and night, night and day. Gambling's terrible. Gambling's awful. Anytime I did a TV interview, it was like me always set up in a debate with a member of the NFL, an executive for the NFL. NFL is, gambling is dirty. Gambling will hurt the NFL. Gambling will hurt sports. Gambling's terrible. And I would debate with these guys. Are you idiots? You and I both know the NFL is made from gambling. Without gambling, you'd have no ratings. There'd be no TV ratings. There'd be no one in the seats. You couldn't pay the players. Gambling is why the NFL works. Now the NFL finally figured out that they could make a lot of money on gambling. And guess what they announced today? The NFL announced today its first ever U.S. sportsbook partnerships with Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel. They're the official sports betting partners of the NFL. As recently as 2 years ago, no Vegas casino could even mention the word Super Bowl. They had to call it the big game because the NFL said they'd sue you if you mentioned the NFL in the same breath as Vegas and gambling. So no hotel could even name it the Super Bowl. Now they're doing deals with sports books because they realize there's money to be made. This whole country is built on hypocrisy. Amazing. All right, we've got Niger Innes with us, civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, otherwise known as CORE, C-O-R-E, Congress of Racial Equality. He's with us at least twice a month. We love having him on. His segment is called The State of the Disunion, because we are in a state of disunion. Niger Innes, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root, your old buddy from Mount Vernon, New York. How are you?
My brother from another mother. How are you, Wayne?
Well, like, if you heard me in my open, you know, the world is white is black and up is down and, you know, round is square. Nothing makes sense anymore to me. It seems to me like everything is upside down. Whatever's the truth, the automatic lie comes out on TV or radio when you watch the news. There is no truth anymore.
Well, you're absolutely right, my friend. And I think to add to your narrative that we are kind of in a twilight zone of values and morals, next week, the Reverend...
Hey, Niger, do me one favor. Niger, just back off the phone just a little bit because you're really breaking up on us by being so close to the phone.
Is this any better?
Yeah, much better. Perfect.
Oh, okay. So, sorry about that, guys. To just add to your narrative that we are in a twilight zone within the country, news just came out about this young man who was tragically killed in Minneapolis, Dante Wright, I believe his name is. He's having a funeral next week, and guess who's going to give the eulogy? Reverend Al Sharpton. And you can imagine
I thought you were going to tell me Joe Biden. I'm sure he's going to be the president.
Well,
Kamala.
You know what's ironic about that, Wayne, is that Al Sharpton, as bad as he may be, he has grown past the silly racial demagoguery that actually launched his career to fame. You know this because you're...
Oh, I remember it well. It was something Brawley, like the Tasha Brawley or something.
Exactly. Tawana Brawley. Bingo. You win the prize. Exactly. Tawana Brawley, where he went on with an over a year-long lie that a black girl had been raped by cops, maybe by the state district attorney.
White cops and the white DA. Wasn't it like a DA raped her or something like that? Raped her too, right? That's what he said. That was the claim.
Exactly right. And it was a lie, and it was a year-long lie. And I tell you, if your listeners want to have a real treat, my father, may he rest in peace. He is resting in peace in heaven, looking down upon us. But he had an interesting, how shall we say, up close and personal conversation with Al Sharpton about the Tawana Brawley case. So Google Roy Innes, my dad, and Al Sharpton, and Google video that, and you will get a real treat. But in any case,
and that was the Morton Downey Jr. show, right? Was that famous scene of the Morton Downey Jr. show?
That's exactly right, Wayne. You're on fire. You got it. You're two for two, my friend. That is exactly right. The Morton Downey Jr. show. I mean, he also rests in peace.
Remember I told you, I think it was one of the last times you were on, I told you that I was on the Morton Downey Jr. show, and I had a huge confrontation about sports gambling. I was trying to convince everybody it should be legalized, and everyone will make lots of money on it. Stop sticking your heads in the sand. And sure enough, 30 years later, after I made that argument, 30 years later, it's all been legalized. It's turning into the biggest business in the world, and the NFL just announced today they're partners with sportsbooks. The world has changed completely. These hypocrites finally admitted the truth. Yeah.
Well, Wayne Allen.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish I was the one making the $1 billion
deal. No question about it.
Yeah, so.
but getting back to Sharpton, Sharpton has great. And one of the things I said years ago, I'm somewhat of a man before my time as well, is I said, you know, they should replace the Democratic Party logo, mascot, if you will, of the jackass, the donkey that they have for the Democratic Party. Of course, the elephant represents the Republicans. I said they should replace the jackass with Al Sharpton, because Al Sharpton has become such a powerful force within the Democrat Party in terms of his racialization of politics that they should really replace him. And I was prophetic, because quite frankly, you do have people like the President of the United States, Joe Biden. You do have people like Vice President Kamala Harris that racialize every single thing, even when race has nothing to do with the case. So let's rewind, though, Wayne, because I want to talk to you briefly about Minneapolis and that tragic case where a young black man lost his life due to a horrific mistake made by a white female police officer, who, was partnered with a black police officer. It was a black police officer and a white female police officer that tried to subdue Wright. And the first, of course, mistake before she made the mistake with the taser, Wright made the mistake of resisting arrest, which, of course,
That's what I wanted to bring up. There you go. This is what I keep saying, okay? And listen, correct me if I'm wrong. Disagree with me, I'm wrong. We're here to have a discussion, and if it's a debate, it's a debate. But I keep seeing black kids who get shot by cops, and in every single case, Niger Innes, in every case, if it was like a black kid who's a straight-A student and headed to Harvard, and they do nothing wrong, and the cops pull them over for no reason but they're black, I'll be marching on the sidelines with Reverend Sharpton. And they kill that kid who did nothing wrong. He's sitting in a seat saying, yes, sir, no, sir, and they shoot him dead. That's racism. I'll be standing there arm-in-arm with you and Reverend Sharpton and everybody else. But I never have seen that. Every single time, it's a black kid with a criminal record who's committing a crime at that moment, fighting police, disobeying police, they've got a record where they did something violent, and then they just, something terrible happens and they wind up dead. Now, I don't want them dead, and maybe it's a grievous mistake that leads to their death, like this gal made. Maybe she's incompetent, she should be fired, but nobody woke up that morning and said, I'm a cop and I want to kill a black kid today. That didn't happen. That woman, after 26 years, did not wake up and say, I want to hunt black people. It's ridiculous. This was not racist in any way, shape, or form, and it wasn't murder in any way, shape, or form, but it was incompetence and fireable and suable, but I don't see it as manslaughter. But now I want to hear your take on it.
We're still investigating the case, but from what we know so far, no, this lady did not wake up one day with her get into a cop car with her black cop partner, okay,
right,
and say, I want to go hunting blacks. It's highly unlikely.
And this kid was fighting them. He's getting out of his cuffs and running. I don't know that you're supposed to shoot somebody, but you are supposed to tase him, and she picked the wrong side, you know? I don't know what to say. Call it incompetence or call it a mistake. You know? I don't know.
Well, here's the thing. I think you can call it incompetence, and you can call it a mistake. You can call it both. And here's the problem. You know, of course, this officer must be going through hell, and,
right,
and is going to have hell to pay, you know, for what occurred. But she, ironically, this is one thing you're certainly not going to hear Al Sharpton say at the eulogy.
I know what you're going to say.
Which is that she is a victim of diversity. Now, this is going to get me really controversial. I'm going to get as many angry tweets as you get, Wayne Allen Root, because this situation, this young man, Wright, who did not need to lose his life, and this police officer, and police in general, who have yet another stain on them, are the victim of diversity. When the police academy, or when the police, or the politicians decided to make the police forces social experiments, and say that the end of diversity, the end of having more women, more different people on the police force, we are going to lower physical standards, then you create a situation where officers, female officers in some cases, it's short or less brawny male officers feel compelled to go for their weapon, be it a taser or be it a gun, before they work like the cops did in day of my day when we were in high school. They would grab you by the back of your neck and throw you down on the ground. They
right,
kick your
they
butt,
kick your
you know?
Or they'd use, they'd but, use what's the thing? Yeah, what's that thing called where they put their thing, their baton around your neck and then chokehold, right? They use a chokehold, but they wouldn't shoot you. Now they're banned from using the chokehold, so they just reach for their gun and shoot you. I get it. I kind of agree. And whether or not she was up to the task, I think that's a debate people have to make. She's been there 26 years. I don't know. We'll be right back. More with Nigel Innes, Wayne Allen Root. We shall return. The Warrior. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. John and Chelsea Jubilee here. By now, surely you've heard us on Wayne, and you're wondering, what is this amazing protocol that reverses my medical ailments, helps me gain lean muscle, helps me drop my body fat, and gain hydration?
Well, let me tell you what it is. It's a scientific sequencing of six things that you're going to do for 88 days and 2 weeks. And in this scientific sequence, your cells are going to open up and become porous like a sponge instead of like a glass hard marble. Inside is going to come your intercellular hydration, and the eviction notice is coming to all the toxins and inflammation of your body. That's why you reverse. It's so simple. You have Chelsea and I every week as live coaches on a live Zoom call. All you have to do is call us today at 888-444-8895 or log on to energizedhealth.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. Eat with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar's weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, sponsor of this segment of the show is the War Raw Podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Anyone appreciates God, Guns, Gold, and Tax Cuts will stand up and cheer. Standing ovation for War Raw. Where do you get it? Anywhere you download podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, wherever you listen to podcasts, it's there. War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. And, of course, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday edition. And then the weekend edition is my top 10. That's my favorite one. That's where I play Casey Kasem and run down the top 10 news stories for conservatives. Speaking of Raw, there was a Raw confrontation between Nigel Innes' dad, Roy Innes, the founder of CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, on the Morton Downey Jr. show, who was the Jerry Springer of his time. And he had a confrontation, Roy, with Al Sharpton. And we've actually got it for you right now, so play it.
Let me state now, let's deal with the facts. Let's go to the record. Tonight, we want to deal with the records and the facts.
Please do it.
On this program, your program, you heard me, you have me on tape defending this man. Recently, even after the shenanigans with him and the other
soldiers. That's a lot of crap.
No, brother, you have your time.
That's a lot of crap.
Brother,
and I got
brother,
Niger, is that your dad, like, shoving Al Sharpton to the ground? Is that what happened?
Well, what happened is they had a little bit of a disagreement, as you can tell by the audio.
Yeah.
And Al Sharpton stood up to confront my dad, and my dad very gently pushed him to have a seat and dumped him on his butt.
Yeah, it was kind of a loud, gentle, wasn't it? It was pretty loud for Joe.
It was a loud, gentle, and this was, it's so funny when you bring back memories. You know, I was in high school at the time on my way to Georgetown University, and me, my family, Corps officers, a number of them, we were all at the Apollo Theater, the famous Apollo Theater, 125th Street in Harlem, New York.
That's and where the like show was, the Morton Downey show?
That's where it was, because it was the Battle for Black America night,
got
you know,
it,
and half the audience was made up of Sharpton supporters, half the audience was made up of Innes supporters, and we, you know, the brawl was not just on the stage, the brawl was at actually in the audience as well as I was giving and taking heat as well in the audience. But that was quite an evening. And it's funny because right a few years after that, you know, I said that there's an Al Sharptonization of the Democrat Party. Of course, that dispute was over the Tawana Brawley trial and Al Sharpton lying about the fake rape of a young girl named Tawana Brawley who was caught up in some nonsense and ended up lying about getting raped, which is a as far as I'm concerned, a horrific lie for a black
horrific
girl
thing.
To lie about
for
rape.
Any girl, white, black, doesn't matter. Any girl to lie about rape's horrible, horrible.
Well, here's the sensitivity that I have to it as a black man, you know, as a black American that knows the history of our country and knows what happened to black women during slavery and to a lesser extent during segregation, but definitely during slavery, to use that old painful scar and memory and lie about it actually does a disservice to all women, like you said, but in particular to the memory and the history of what actually really happened to black women. You know, so that's what that whole incident was about. And you know, a few years later after I was out of Georgetown and started doing commentary on political issues for CORE, for my father's organization, I started coining the term that Al Sharpton, you know, there's a Sharptonization of the Democratic Party and of liberalism. And my God, I was prophetic because there really is now. When you can have the President of the United States talk about a Georgia integrity bill that is actually expands voting opportunities, normalizes voting opportunities, and the President of the United States can read from his approved teleprompter speech that it's Jim Crow on steroids, then the Al Sharptonization, and not the best of Al Sharpton, who has matured and grown, but the worst of Al Sharpton. That Al Sharpton who got his butt kicked by my daddy on Morton Downey Jr. That has become the Democratic Party today. That is what the Democrat Party is today. And I say that with not joy. I say that with sorrow because I'm a patriot before I'm a Republican. And when one of your two major parties is so racially, gender, sexual orientation obsessed, it's not healthy for the polity.
Yeah, but Niger, here's what I would say. We're talking to Niger Innes of CORE, civil rights leader. I would say the really bad thing that's been the Al Sharptonization of America is that it wasn't Al Sharpton, it wasn't the Democrat Party. It's that every corporation in America took the side of we don't want voter ID. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
No voter ID, but you require voter ID, every one of you companies, to buy anything you sell. You got a voter ID. How can you look me in the face and say we don't need it for voters when every other country in the world but us demands it? Every decent democracy and republic in the world demands it. All of our competitors and all of our allies demand it. Iran and Iraq demand it. This is crazy. Hey, we got to run. The music's on. It's always too short with Niger Innes. What a great interview. Civil rights leader, conservative activist, national spokesman for the Congress for Racial Equality CORE, and a great African-American conservative. We need millions more like Niger Innes. Niger, have yourself a great weekend.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
All right.